You're listening to Texas Public Radio News. I'm Maria Navarro. The city of San Antonio is analyzing how to fund some of its Metro Health programs as money for Medicaid waivers is expected to run out. About $8 million is used to fund programs, including healthy neighborhoods, HIV and syphilis prevention, and mental health, among others. The city has some reserves available to keep them going. But Assistant City Manager Justina Tate told council members on Thursday that some may need to be cut once funding runs out.
So what we would be recommending is eliminating pieces of the mobile operations team for the STI clinic, also Healthy Neighbors. So those are the two main programs and some of the support operations as well.
Funding for some of these programs could run out by September 30th. They could be funded by other means pending council approval. It's been 7 months since voters approved a venue tax that would generate $192 million for a makeover of the San Antonio Stock Show and Rodeo Grounds with the departure of the Spurs to downtown. But TPR's Brian Kirkpatrick reports that a development agreement has yet to be reached.
The county, the Coliseum Advisory Board, and rodeo officials are still talking about what should be in the development agreement well after the election. The rodeo wants a complex of renovated and new facilities that can host year-round rodeo events and western-themed events once the Spurs move downtown. But there have also been master plan proposals to roll the Willow Springs Golf Course, hotel and retail space, dining, and affordable housing into the mix. Precinct 3 County Commissioner Grant Moody brought some of the talk from behind closed doors in executive session into the open during the commissioner's meeting this week. He says there are conflicting visions for the grounds when there should be just one, the one sold to voters in November of 2025.
As we get into negotiations with our partners at the rodeo, that this is a rodeo-first plan and a rodeo-first commitment.
Moody says, after all, it's the rodeo events that will be the main economic driver for the grounds now. But Precinct 4 Commissioner Tommy Calvert says it's clear many still do not believe in investing in the east side, looking at a repeat of economic promises that never came about after the Spurs moved to the grounds in 2002.
If we don't put community first, then the community will continue to suffer and will continue to have development as an island. Nobody really wants that.
Calvert, who represents the East Side, says there's an opportunity for everyone to win beyond their wildest dreams. The development agreement talks will continue. I'm Brian Kirkpatrick in San Antonio.
Kindergarten readiness is a major predictor of third grade success in Texas. That's according to a new statewide education study. TPR's Jerry Clayton has more on the findings.
The study was released by Early Matters San Antonio with partner organizations including the Greater San Antonio Chamber of Commerce, UP Partnership, and East Central ISD. The results show that students who enter kindergarten meeting developmental benchmarks in language and literacy perform up to 22% better by third grade than students who are not kindergarten ready. Mark Larson is executive director of Early Matters San Antonio.
This all points to that if we are committed to supporting our students in kindergarten through 12th grade, that one of the very best things that we can do is support them between the ages of birth up to the first day of kindergarten.
Bexar County students still lag behind kindergarten-ready students statewide in third-grade proficiency, in large part due to poverty. I'm Jerry Clayton in San Antonio.
The San Antonio Spurs head to Game 7 after a 118-91 win against Oklahoma City last night. Victor Wembanyama scored 28 points and grabbed 10 rebounds as San Antonio rolled past OKC. The Spurs never trailed and held the Thunder to 91 points. Afterward, Wembanyama said the team met the moment by staying consistent.
We did what we needed to do. Trusted the game, trusted the basketball gods.
The series now heads back to Oklahoma City for Game 7 tomorrow night. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. The game will air on NBC and will stream on Peacock. You're listening to Real, Reliable, Texas Public Radio.